Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. And there is so much great stuff that is coming to Carbon County. The amount of live music that is coming. We've got the fair coming in late May. The SPX, the geocaching thing. We're going to talk about all of those events that are coming up. And coming up rather quickly. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks, Dave. It's super awesome to be in here and talk about the great things happening in our community.
And that's what we were talking about is, you know, some people, I mean, you guys have been really good to get it out there. We've been trying to get it out there as well. But the fair is coming, and it's going to be the end of May this year.
Yeah, it got moved up. There was just some logistical things that they needed to do that for, but we're super excited. It'll be a great event. It'll kind of kick off the summer instead of try and follow, you know, be the end of the summer. It's May 30th through June 1st, and there are tons of things going to happen through the fair. There's bull riding and Hypnohic, and Due West is going to come and be have a concert, and just tons of exhibitors and different things going on. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have, I like the lineup. We'll have Battle of the Bands. Mm-hmm. Will be part of the county fair this year, and the winner of the Battle of the Bands gets to kick off the Helper Arts Festival. So that should be fun for them. And then the one that really intrigues me, besides Due West, we're bringing Due West in here, and we'll be dealing and talking to those guys and doing interviews, and we've got tickets here to give away at the station and all kinds of fun like that. The Billy Joel Elton John tribute really intrigues me for some reason. I don't know why. I've seen Billy Joel in concert, but we'll kind of see where it goes from there. So that one really intrigues me. But this one is going to be a lot of fun, and it really kind of a nice, I mean, we do have Vibes that starts on the 11th of May, but this is another really big kickoff for the summer and everything that's going to happen. And you were saying that as part of the county fair, we'll have the SPX, the geocaching thing, going on at the same time.
Yeah, and if you don't know what SPX is, it stands for Stewardship, Preservation, and Exploration. And this is a, you know, geocaching is what it's all about. And it's an opportunity to go out and see some of the really cool places in our community. It's kind of a contest to go out and see who can find all of the geocaches. It starts June 1st at 9 a.m. in the parking lot of USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. And they're going to have free donuts and coffee, and then there's going to be some giveaways, upwards of $1,000 of giveaways to get people excited to come out. And then there'll be some crossover with the fair. If you go do the geocaching, there'll be some incentives to go to the fair as well.
And the thing about geocaching is it's gotten a lot easier than it used to be, because before you had to have a GPS. You had to have it. Now just about every phone has GPS. You can just put those coordinates in and it'll tell you how to get there. So it's really more accessible, I would think, to everybody. And you guys started this, was it last year, the first year?
Yeah, last year was the first year, and it was a big deal. We had a lot of people from all over the country. It's that big. I didn't realize it was that big, but we had people from all over the country that came in, and they really enjoyed it. They had a lot of fun. And a lot of them said, hey, we want to come back next year. Make sure you have a few more caches, new caches, and we're excited to come back. So it's not just for our locals. There's a lot of people coming from all over.
And the other thing, too, is I found one. I wasn't even looking for one, but we found one. We were out on the desert one day and just happened to cross one and found it. But, yeah, it's interesting to go and track these things down. There are a lot of people that like to be sleuths and find things and follow directions and waypoints and all that and go right up to them and find them. It's a lot of fun. It is.
Yeah, and there's little trinkets inside the caches, you know, or you can trade them out. I think you're supposed to trade. You bring a trinket and put it in, and you take one of them that are in there. So it's a really cool event.
So that's coming up in conjunction with the county fair on June 1st. And then, yes, the other thing we were talking about was just the amount of like live music that is coming to our area throughout the summer. And it starts, as I said, I believe May 11th is the first thing on there. It's Helper Vibes starts May 11th. And it just music just goes all summer long. And it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it, because that's what summer has started to become here in our area, is just live music and getting out and having a good time.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it, too. I mean, you can't say there's nothing to do in Carbon County, in the corridor. With all the music that's happening, all the different events, you know, every city has events. Even down in Emory County, there's just something all summer long for you to do. And with all this music, you can just sit back, chill, and have a good time.
That's the best part. So we've got plenty of great fun starting and coming up this summer in the corridor. We've got all of that. We've got great like international days. We haven't talked about that yet. I haven't even got to Price City's international days yet. But this is just kind of a kickoff and slowly get ready for summer. Once again, as May 30th, we're going to kick off the county fair. And that'll go until the 1st of June. It's going to be a great weekend out there at the Carbon County Event Center in the fairgrounds. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in and talking about all this and letting people know what's going on. Looking forward to our next conversation.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.